just got back from a week of junior camp and had an awesome week. Our theme this year was an incredible God. We looked at God's love and His power, His friendship, and the mission that He gives us. You know, you break down that word, incredible. It means beyond the ordinary. I'm a pretty big Denver Bronco fan. I even catch myself, probably ignorantly at times, saying I love the Denver Broncos. Because of that affection for this team, I have a lot of their stuff. I have a lot of memorabilia stuff. Not anything that's really worth anything. I mean, I've got a signed Jason Elam card that my good friend Andrew Hayward was so graciously gave me. But other than that, it's just like knickknacks, and you know, I've got a bunch of hats and a couple of jerseys that my brother-in-law and his wife have given me, and I've got a bunch of stuff. You know, the thing about if I got contacted by the Broncos and they wanted me to come out and bring my son, I would do it in a heartbeat. I'd love to come out there and watch them play. And I get out there and they know there's more to it. One of our players has got a rare disease that only we've already done the legwork and we've tested it. Your son is a match. And so we need him to donate blood. But here's the bad part. This is an NFL player. He's a lot bigger man than your son. And we need all his blood. It's going to kill your son. I know that's a weird, maybe crazy analogy. But, you know, for those of you who are believers, you're way ahead of me. But that's where my love for the Denver Broncos would stop. And my love for my son would violently take over. The Bible tells us in Romans 5:8 that God commendeth or showed His love for us, and that while we were yet sinners. I want to give you the Jeremy translation real quick and get off the exact. But God showed His love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, He gave His Son to die for us. I love things. And I use that word love like I know what it means. And I do know what it means to an extent, because I read the definition of the Word of God, that God is love. But guys, when you take that word incredible, it means beyond the ordinary. And while I can have beyond the ordinary love for the Broncos compared to maybe how you love the Cowboys, or maybe how you love tacos or something silly like that, the word incredible also means like nothing you've ever seen. Guys, I don't have that kind of love for the Broncos, but I am so thankful that God has that kind of love for me, and God has that kind of love for you. I'm so thankful that my relationship with God, the relationship I didn't even know I needed until His Word showed unto me what a desperate situation I was in, is not based on how good of a person I am. See, because I may think I'm pretty good, but compared to who? I know there are people that are listening to this probably this morning that you're better the person than I am, if you want to get down to human scales and weighing out this or that. I like using this example on a humanitarian basis. Who wants to go toe-to-toe with Mother Teresa? Any takers on that? Anybody listening this morning that devoted their entire life to the good of others and was not at all concerned about their earthly gain. Anybody listening on a $1,000 smartphone, want to go ahead and take that as a comparison? Guys, but here's the deal. We're not compared to others. Thank God I'm not compared to Mother Teresa, but thank God it's not how good I am at all. You see, because if I was to be compared to anyone, I'd be compared to Jesus Christ. And I say if when I should have said when I'm compared. That's the standard. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans 3:10, the Bible tells us there's none good. There's none righteous. No, not one. There's none that seeketh after God. His incredible love for you and me. The love that we have not seen anywhere else. So far beyond the ordinary. Means that He knew us at our worst. And He still gave His best. I read a quote from Francis Chan the other day that said, if you don't believe in hell, you may never know how much Jesus loves you. Believers, spread the word. If you're listening to this morning or today or whenever, and you've not experienced the incredible, and by that I mean out of the ordinary, nowhere else like it, love of God, I'm praying for you. I hope today is the day. Y'all be safe. Have a great day.